Beginning Yerushalmi, corresponding to Megillah Bavli, Daf Chof Beis. Beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Tes, Madalaf, 8 lines up from the foot of the page, Moshe Hiskin. Moshe Hiskin, as you saw, Shu Koyrin, Natoya, Bishabosif, Vimin Tevim, Over Roshe Chadoshim, and Mechodesh Shomoyed, Shunemar, Vidabi Moshe, Esmeradi Hashem, Abune Yisrael. Moshe enacted that Yisrael be the Torah on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, as we find the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Nun Dalet, and Moshe spoke about the Moedim of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. Ezra Hiskin, the Yisrael, Shu Kriven, Batura, B'Sheni V'Chamishi, Rishabos, and Mincha. Ezra enacted that Yisrael read the Torah on Mondays, Thursdays, and at Shabbos Mincha. Hu Hiskin, Tevila, Lebalikarian. Ezra enacted that a Balkari was a person who, in which the seaman must immerse before he reads the Torah. Hu Hiskin, he enacted that Beistin sits and judges in cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Hu Hiskin, Shu Aroichlim, Machzirin, Vayoris, Rifnei Chredim, Shabonaisisil. He enacted that peddlers go around in cities with fragrances for the honor of the Bnei Yisrael, lest they be repulsive to their husbands. Hu Hiskin, Shuhu Mechabsim, Mechamishi, Rifnei Chodesh Shabbos. He enacted that people launder on Thursday for the honor of Shabbos, and that their clothes will be clean for Shabbos. Hu Hiskin, Shuhu Oifin, Past, Ave Shabbosis, Shutei Pusa, Suya, Lani. He enacted that people bake bread on Erev Shabbos, so peace will be available for a poor man. Viskin Shu Ichlin Shum Valeli Shabosis Shu Machnis Ava Umutsi Tava. He enacted that people eat garlic on Friday night as it brings in love and fosters desire, which is the appropriate time of intimacy. Viskin Shu Hanoshim Rabuizum Zu Vesa Kisi. He enacted that women talk to each other in the bathroom, which was outside the city, lest a man go there and be secluded with him. Hiskin Shite Isha Chigeris Latino Bimilfanea Bimilachoya. He enacted a woman wear underpants that cover her in front and behind. Amar Vitanchum Barchia Nipne Masa Shira Masa Isha Shibalaka Ishmekadaka Ushulai Kadaka. Vitanchum Barchia said it's due to an episode that occurred in which a monkey had relations with a woman, both normally and from behind. He enacted that a woman shampoo and comb her hair within 3 days before immersing. We also b'shem the base of the Anai, the Abba Barkayim b'shem of Huna, today the Shabbos Lishnei Yom Tovim Shal Golias. We also quoting of Yanai's Academy, and the Abba Barkayim quoting of Huna said that he allowed up to 3 days enable a case when Shabbos and the 2 days of Yom Tov of Chutzlaretz are adjacent. If a Tevila is on the last of these 3 days, she cannot shampoo and comb within 2 days before immersing. Vizeira b'shem Rav Yehuda, u'she agiya zmana lebil bintayim. Vizeira, quoting Rav Yehuda, said that this is when her time to immerse falls in the means of Shabbos or Yom Tov. But after them, she shampoos and combs the night that she immerses. Abba b'shem Rav Yehuda, v'afilu hegiyaz man al-dvol b'seif. Abba, quoting Rav Yehuda, said, even when her time to immerse is after Shabbos and Yom to finish. Abba b'zira, mistak alay. Zira was looking surprised at the Abba. Why should she rely on shampooing coming more than 3 days ago? She can do so the night that she immerses. Amalei, ma'ad mistak alay. Me'adad v'leyad v'leyneda tavin v'loy imanuhu. The Abba said, why do you look at me surprisingly? And he quoted now from the Pasuk in Iyoiv, in Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Tes. What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand that's not with us? Meaning, also I thought of this, but everybody heard from Rabbi Yehuda. Also, Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, Ba'om HaTama, Ba'afil Egiya, Zman HaLitvol, Acha came and said in the name of Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, a reason to allow shampooing and combing before Shabbos and Yom Tov, and even if her time to immerse is at the end, a to say that perhaps the spring in which she immerses is Sar, and she's lazy to shampoo and comb properly at night. She doesn't want to delay her tefillah any even longer. And there is a potential chatzitza of hairs tied together, and she would not be tahira. As Rosh Chodeshim v'chol Shemoyed, Koyin Avor, Ein Poich Samehen, Vein Moisis Malehen, Vein Maftim Benami. We now come to the second Mishnah, Halacha Beis. It says on Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, 4 weeks in the Torah, we may not decrease or increase the number. And there's no after from the Novi. The ones who read first and last, best before and after reading, respectively. Chuna says that the three who read in the Torah may not read less than 10 psukim. As you said, this corresponds to the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments. Ha'taninan, Yom HaRishon, Rekia, Gracious, V'hi Rekia, Ha'alif behind Ella, Tamanye. The Gemara asks, there's a Mishnah that says that the Mother, which is representative of Yisrael, to oversee the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. It says that on Sunday of their week, they read the parasha of 5 psukim, starting with Gracious and Yerukia, and there are only 8 psukim in total. Idi Omer is Kalgun, Kana Va'asi Chadama Choyze, Vachona Machoytech. Idi said that Kana and Asi disagreed about this. One said that one who reads repeats the last pasuk that the previous one read to add an extra pasuk, and the other said that he cuts a pasuk and one reads a half a pasuk at the end. The next person begins with the latter half of that pasuk. We count the pasuk, the half pasuk, like the whole pasuk. Manda amachoyze, choyze beisukim, manda amachoytech, ayeru vayvike, pasuk bifneatzni. One who said that he repeats 2 psukim, so in all they read 10 psukim. One who said he cuts, and the pasuk says in gracious Perek Lamech pasuk hey, ayeru vayvike, and it was morning, is one counts like a pasuk by itself, since elsewhere is a full pasuk. We find these 4 words in 2 psukim, among the 8, each of these 2 psukim, even one person may read it like 2 psukim. Ma'ataninan, Vesheni, Hirokia, Yikavu Amayim, Manda Machoize, Choize, Beis Psukim, Manda Machoitech, Apile Choitech, Emboi. The Gemara saw that the Mishnah that teaches it on Monday, they read he Rukia and Yikavu Hamayim. The one who said he repeats 2 psukim. However, the one who said he cuts, there aren't going to be 10 psukim. We find that we break it on day 2 and day 3, but we cannot cut the latter pasuk because this is the entire pasuk. The Gemara does not answer this question. Esiv of Dolfi Rav Puta Kaimu Yoina Awe Parshat Amalek. Dovi Bar Puta asked Rabbi Yonah, Parshas Amalek at the end of Parshas Mishalach, which we read in Purim, has only 9 psukim. Relay, Shnihi, Shi Sedua Shalyahim. Rabbi Yonah answered, it's what's relevant to the day. We shouldn't read what's not relevant in order to complete the 10 psukim. Esiv Rulaza Bar Moim, Ba Tani Hamafter, and Novi, and Yifchis, Echof Echad Psukim, Yu Esim, Shleisha, Talasa, Esay, Talasa, Esay, Rechad, Gimel. Bringing the Rulava, Bahman asked the question. It was taught that one who is Maftir, meaning one who reads the Haftarah on Shabbos in Novi, should not say less than 21 psukim, corresponding to the 7 who read before him. Each of them must read at least 3 psukim. If every 3 must read 10, he should need to read 23, the first 3 must read 10, the next 3 must read 10, and the last must read 3. And the Gemara does not answer this question. We come now to the next Mishnah, of Halacha Gimel. Nathnithin, Ve'haklal, Kol Shiyosh Pei Musaf, Ve'ein Yomtef, Kuyen, Ve'ein Arbor. The general rule, any day with Musaf, and it's not Yomtef, four people read. Yom Tov Hamisha, we have a Kippurim Shisha, and Shabbos Shiva. On Yom Tov, five read, on Yom Kippur, six read, on Shabbos, seven read. Hey, Poichas in Mehen, Abba, my season, Aliyem, and Aftir, and Benovi. We may not read less, but we may add to them, and there is Aftor in the Novi. Vaisech, Vachisem, Vatoyim, and Vach Rafanea, Ulachrea. The one who reads first and last, make a bracha before and after the reading, respectively. And the Gemara says, Vayim HaKippurim, Shisha, Yitzanitani, Shiva. The Gemara asks, on Yom Kippur, do we do six read? The Vaisa teaches seven. And the Mashisha, Mipnei HaTfila. The Gemara answers that the Tanav Mishnah, who says six, is due to the Tfila, which is long, and therefore we shorten the Kriyas HaTorah. Mandama Shiva Kadalatani Vishabas Mamarin Lovi Mamarin Lasis Vyamtav Ma'achin Lovi Ma'achin Mamarin Lasis Vyamakipurim Mamarin Lovi Ma'achin Lasis. The Tana the Vaisa who says seven holds that it was taught on Shabbos we come early to the Vaisa Knesset because the food is already prepared and leave early to eat the meal for Erech Shabbos. On Yom Tov we come late because one may prepare food before coming. And leave early. On Yom Kippur, we come early and leave late because there's no food to prepare or eat. This seven read is not the custom of people who speak Laz in a different language, not the Kurdish. Rather, one reads the entire parasha. If only one knows the parasha, he reads all of it. If seven know three psukim each, they all read. Echad yodei gem psukim, tari v'chazav tari. If only one knows three psukim, he reads and returns to read them seven times. V'zeiru v'shem v'yomya. Eved oile l'minyan shiva v'yidabe oile megimel psukim. V'zeiru quoting Rabbi Yomya said that a Kanaani slave counts towards the count of seven aliyahs, Yidabe Hashem al Moshe Leimor counts towards three psukim, even though we don't learn anything from it. Again, Am Rabbi Chama Baruch for Hashem Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Chanina, also Lamed et Avdoi Torah. Rabbi Chama Baruch said the name of Yosef ben Chanina, unlike this, he said, one may not teach Torah to his slave. Yipata Shalomad Me'elav or Shalimdu Rabbi Yitavi. Then says the case is that the slave learned by himself or his master taught him. As is the case of Tavi, Rav Gamliel's slave, and may teach a slave who is a Chacham. Rechabay, Rabbi Masna, Shmuel Barshidas, B'Shem Rav, Shiva, Chutz Menamafte. Rechabay, Rabbi Masna, and Shmuel Barshidas, in the name of Rav, said that the seven exclude the Mafte. Ezev, Chananya, Ben Pazi, Vatanina, Mafte, Venovi, Ilo Yichweis, Efim, Echad, Sakim. Chananya, Ben Pazi asked, will we learn in a Baisa, the Mafte and the Novi may not read less than 21 psukim corresponding to 7 who read 3 each. And if there's 7 without the master, he should read at least 24 psukim. V'amma tamer v'she'ein sham turgaman avalim yesh sham turgaman kereya gimel. Chananya, the answer is that Chananya said the baisa and explained it. This is when there's no translator. When there's a translator, he reads 3 if the sibah be delayed. And also when there's no translator, he doesn't read corresponding to what he himself read in the Torah for this reason. Amr b'chalbay koymi Rabbi Yavohu, koymi Rabbi Yochanan, koya talasa. B'chalbay asked Rabbi Yavohu in front of Rabbi Yochanan, they read only 3 psukim for the Navi. Malev alayi hei, Rabbi Yochanan katogaman. Rabbi Yavohu said back, what is Rabbi Yochanan not like a translator? Surely he explained it. If it's the case, it suffices to read 3 psukim, as Rabbi Hanani said.